This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from Auto Fix Auto Shop Coaching. The weekly blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, folks. If you haven't yet, please check out one of the other great podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. And if you have, if you've got a favorite, check out somebody else. Big shout out to our awesome sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros. Top tier marketing for not just any audience, but the right audience. Shop Marketing Pros connects your European or diesel repair shop with car enthusiasts who value expertise, the auto repair experience, and a great relationship. Go pro with Shop Marketing Pros, your ticket to top tier results. Find out how they can fuel your success at shopmarketingpros.com/Chris. All right, everybody. Here's a pet peeve of mine. I've never talked about it. I don't know why, but this came up in a phone call earlier today, ironically enough. It's with a shop owner. And really what we're talking about here is why it's time to cut down the phone tree in your auto repair shop. I know we all get robocalls and we're trying to cut those out. But what happens is when you cut the robocalls out, I think you screw up your customer service. And what we had is we had an instance where shop owner was paying for Google Ads, getting a lot of good leads. If you go and listen to the phone calls, half of those people don't ever get to the end of the phone tree in order to talk to a customer. As we all know, my attention span is super short. If I can't get to you in 30 seconds, I will hang up the phone on you. I don't care who you are. I don't care how good you are, especially if it's a first-time phone call to somebody new that I want to do business with. If you send me one place and then another, my brain starts going wah, 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 wah. 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds, boom, I'm out. If I do manage to stick past 30 seconds, a minute is all you've got maximum to get with me. We're spending crazy amounts of money on driving phone calls to get people to come into our shop, and then we're screwing it up at the last minute. I'm not going to get into it too much, but we're either screwing it up with terrible service advisors that can't convert, they don't know what they're doing, et cetera, et cetera. We have phone trees that don't work in our benefit. So I'm going to talk about that for just a minute. This is going to be a short one, but I want you to think about it. I want you to think about if you're using a phone tree, does it help your customer service or does it hurt your customer service? I believe it's crucial for any auto repair business's success and customer satisfaction, but this is the good, the bad, and the ugly of phone trees. If we're thinking about a cold start, which is really what a lead is, that somebody's is coming in, they've seen your website, they've clicked the number, they're calling for the first time. So imagine this scenario. You're a customer. This is not us, right? We're putting ourselves in the customer's shoes. Your car starts making a dreaded noise again. Concerned, you call your local auto repair shop. They call me, they call you. And they're hoping to get quick advice or to schedule a service. But instead of a comforting human voice, you're greeted with, for service, press 1. For parts, press 2. For whatever, press 3. For the manager, service advisor, press 5. And somebody stuck in this infamous phone tree. Here's my pet peeve is I've had clients that do a phone tree and then they do these stupid things where they're like, for service, press 1, or they start in the opposite direction. They go for parts, press 1. We don't have a parts department. Why put it in there? Why even make it an option? I would almost you rather just send these people straight to voicemail. That way you can check it when you get a chance and call them back than to go through all this BS. The infamous phone tree. I know phone trees might have been introduced to streamline calls and supposedly improve efficiency, but what they do is they do the opposite, especially in industries where trust and personal interaction and relationships play a pivotal role. So what I see a lot of people that put the phone trees in, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get rid of the spam calls, the robocalls and all that stuff. I get it. Nobody liked those, but come on, people, we have to do better. You know, why does the human touch matter? In all of our auto repair businesses, that first call is not just a transaction. It's the start of a relationship. The voice on the end of the line can make or break a customer's decision to trust your shop with their beloved vehicle. It's about creating a connection from the get-go. It's about showing empathy for their situation. Remember, I called and I'm broke down. Or even worse, my 21-year-old daughter called because she's broken down and I can't help her. Or even worse than that, Kimberly's broken down and she's trying to call and can't get help because of your stupid phone tree. Again, showing empathy for their situation and providing reassurance that they've come to the right place. You found the professional. We are the best in the business. We're here for you. We are open and ready to receive your business. While these systems are efficient on paper, automated systems are stripping away this crucial human element. Okay. And I get it. Some people might prefer to be contacted via text, email, and everything. But this first one, we're paying Google Ads, we're paying whatever to generate this phone call, and then we're screwing it up at this step. Stop doing that. Phone trees can make customers feel undervalued and frustrated. Again, me, short attention span, it leads them to hang up and call your competitor instead. And that's exactly what I do. I've got my phone open. I do a quick Google search. And if I'm looking for somebody to clean window washer, or if I'm looking for a window washer to come clean my windows, first one I call, man, you got 30 seconds to a minute to hook me. And if you don't, I go to number two, number three, number four. Unfortunately, we live in a world now where it's not necessarily the best person gets your business. It's just the first person that answers and takes care of you. We got to find the right gear in our business. And so I'm not advocating a return to the days of switchboards, rotary phones. Some of your people are like, what are those? But anyway, automation and efficiency are without a doubt vital pieces in any business operation. The goal is to strike a balance, maybe some sort of hybrid model where technology aids the customer experience without overshadowing the human element. This is really great for what we're doing in the industry now, where we're scheduling online, we're texting in, and we're able to get a hold of people right away. I've talked about this before, and I really think at some point, a lot of our businesses are going to have, you know, the technicians thing, we've got it figured out. Service advisors, we're trying to make them more productive and efficient. But at some point, you're going to have a third person up there or another person that does nothing but handle technology, appointment requests, phone calls, things like that. For those times when the tree might be unavoidable, such as after hours or during peak call times, the key is simplicity. Minimize the layers of options and ensure there's always a clear path to speak with a human for those who prefer or need it. So now we look forward. How can you start revamping your phone system to serve your customers and your business better? So here's just a couple ideas. Number one, audit your current system. Take a closer look at where your customers might get stuck or frustrated. Here's the other thing. If you set up a phone tree and it's driving customers away, and I call you and say, hey, have you ever called your phone tree and tried to get through it? And you're like, no, what the heck are you doing? Why would you put something so important as that in place in your shop and trust it to be working properly? So when we're talking about audit your current system, I want you to call in. I want you to go, if it says press one to go here, press one, follow that out. Hang up the phone, call back again, and then let it get to step two. Step two, follow that out. And make sure those are all the things that you want to happen. Make sure they happen quickly. Also, I'm just like, let's just get rid of it all together and be real people and answer the phone. Anyway, number two, match your staffing to call volume. You know, can you reallocate resources or hire a part-time person to manage calls during peak times? Again, I'm not scared to let the phone call go to voicemail as long as somebody's checking it at least every 30 minutes and then getting back with people as soon as possible. I would rather you send somebody to voicemail with a great greeting than somebody stuck in a phone tree. But the other thing is when you set up that voicemail, make sure you tell them, hey, we check this every 15 minutes and we'll get back to you as soon as we can, or every 30 minutes. Set the expectation with the customer. That way they know when they're going to get a call back. I would be more inclined to leave a message, get a call back in 15 minutes than just be stuck in the stupid loop. Number three, solicit customer feedback. Directly ask your customers about their experiences and what improvements they'd like to see on being able to get to you through that process. Number four, keep it simple. If you must use a phone tree, limit the options and ensure an easy way to reach a human without navigating through a maze of buttons. Time is of the essence. Keep it short, okay? I need you to remember, in the auto repair business, we're not just fixing cars, we're building relationships and trust. Every phone call is an opportunity to demonstrate your shop's commitment to customer service and to set yourself apart from the competition. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. If you're seeing this on social media or heard it on social media, please go down in the comments. If you're on YouTube watching, love comments. It helps us out. Have you found effective ways to manage calls without compromising on the personal touch? If so, share it with us. If not, if you have some thoughts, share it with us. You know, share your stories and strategies in the comments. Let's drive the conversation forward and help each other shift into a higher gear regarding customer service, okay? A big shout out to our listeners. Your dedication to growth fuels our passion. And let's not forget our fantastic sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros, who ensures this show is accessible to you for free. Where quality meets visibility, Shop Marketing Pros ensures your European or diesel repair shop stands out in a crowded market. Thanks for tuning into the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive, everybody. Until next time, this is Chris Cotton signing off.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.